are proud, we are free, working together in harmony. We are Canadian.
This message from the Minister of State Multiculturalism Canada.
Slower than a speeding bullet. Able to hit tall buildings in a single bound. It's Airplane! A motion picture that makes a spectacle of itself. Airplane! Starring lots of people that you know and a couple that you don't. Airplane! From Paramount Pictures.
Now playing at the Uptown and other Toronto showcase theaters near you. Toronto weather, sunny and warm today. Showers and the chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Sunny and pleasant again tomorrow. High 30, overnight 15, tomorrow 25. Right now, 20 degrees in the city. 21 at 33. That's the album. Elton John and Little Genie at Chum.
Little Genie,
about 3 years ago, if you picked up a copy of this LP, I would dare say that I'd be correct if I thought you wore it out by now. 1977 and the Rumors album at 1050 Chowton. Don't Stop, Fleetwood Mac. Chum, it's 11:48. Well, I bet you all the beaches are crowded today. Gorgeous day outside. Everybody swimming in the lake? Very close together. Well, let's say that's kind of standing around waiting. It probably could be a lot of fun. Here's Echo Beach from Metro Music and Martha and the Muffins.
Helps me pass the time away is knowing I'll be back again. far away in time. Echo Beach, 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 far away in time.
10:50 Chum. Martha and the Muffins in Echo Beach at 11:51. We're having a happy birthday party all day long at the Chum Summer Midway. And don't forget to wear your Chum t-shirt, because you could win any one of Toronto's top albums or tickets to any concert Chum presents. About 8 years ago in 72, Elton John had a million seller called Madman Across the Water. And we'll touch on that next on Chum.
Your Honor.
Yeah.
One last futile attempt to prove
dear.
My client, Mr. Dorff, could not have embezzled the alleged $3 million in question. I would like to try an underhanded, cheap, and sleazy trick by showing you some photographs he's taken of his family. Here's his beautiful wife,
bring
picture
them all
of his lovely
up to the
children,
bench.
And his puppy, who, if this verdict goes
thank
against
you,
him, will
Miss...
have to be sent to the pound.
Mr. Dorff,
yes?
Did you indeed take these pictures?
Yes, and I had them developed Photomat Series 35.
They're absolutely beautiful.
Aren't they?
Photomat Series 35 is for everyone with a 35mm camera who loves pictures and loves to show them off.
Can everybody see?
Each one is developed with extra care and printed a third larger than a regular 35.
Overruled.
Put a sock in it, prosecutor.
Celebrate the good old days with good old-fashioned Photomat prices. Just bring your film to Photomat and get a replacement roll of Photomat brand film for only 99 cents. That's right, just 99 cents for the same size replacement roll at Photomat.
Meander through the Muse in the Eaton Center. You'll discover an amusing new level of life in the city. Full teddy bears, toys that fly, whimsical gifts to tickle your funny bone. And there's a new level of dining at Mr. Green Jeans Emporium and Restaurant. Take the escalator up from Trinity Way or cross the bridge from the Yonge Parkade to the Muse, a new level of life in the city at the Eaton Center.
Life in the city.
Join the movement to light.
Gabriel doesn't like to blow his own horn, so we will. Peter Gabriel, after creating some of the world's most innovative rock music with Genesis, left the band to prove he could do it alone. Three extraordinary solo albums prove that he can. And will again when Chum presents him in concert Thursday night at the Gardens Concert Bowl.
If could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
Tickets on sale now at Bass for Peter Gabriel. Presented by the station with the concerts. 10:50 Chum.
New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun.
70 degrees under sunny skies. Now from the Chum Group stations in Halifax, Ottawa, Peterborough, Winnipeg, Vancouver, and Chum, Toronto, here's the national news.
This is Dick Smythe in Toronto. Hal Anthony, my usual partner on this network newscast, is enjoying his vacation. Well, Canada takes a break and marks a birthday today. Let's look at the weather across the network. BC, sunny with showers on the outer coast. Manitoba, cloudy and warm. Ontario, sunny in the south with thunderstorms due later in the day. Nova Scotia and most of Atlantic Canada, including Newfoundland, rain. Temperatures in most parts of the country will be in the mid-20s. All Canadians are being asked to drop whatever they're doing at this hour and to join in singing the new and official version of O Canada. Well, here in Toronto, we put out an appeal for singers, and we took the first four who showed up today. They are Diane Fine of Montreal, Gene Tilling of Toronto, Paul Jackson of Toronto, and Lee Dudley of Bradford, Ontario. We fortified them with some coffee and copies of the new lyrics and asked them to sing Coast to Coast.
O Canada, our old man native land, true patriot love in all thy sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Out of sheer perversity, I suppose, we also asked them to have a crack at the French version.
O Canada, terre de nos aïeux, ton front est des fleurs en glorieux, car toi c'est porté l'épée, il s'est porté la croix. Ton histoire est une épopée, des plus brillants espoirs.
Well, elsewhere with the holiday today, several people were injured, but only slightly, in Windsor, Ontario, when a cannon being used in a presentation of the 1812 overture last night exploded prematurely. Fire destroyed a bridge near Stewart, B.C., stranding about 3,000 tourists. However, most are camped and have adequate food. Terry Fox, jogging across Canada on one leg, arrived in Ottawa yesterday en route to the West, and he's underway again today. He lost his right leg to cancer and is making the run to raise money for cancer. It's a day for flags or fun, depending on your preference, in Vancouver, in Winnipeg, in Ottawa, in Toronto, and in Halifax. With a report from CJCH, here is Alan Saunders.
Although many upper Canadians tend to think that Canada ends at the Quebec-New Brunswick border, we Maritimers are celebrating Dominion Day with all kinds of activities. As well, the Halifax metro area will see a new town come into being this afternoon, the first town to be incorporated in Nova Scotia since 1923. It's called Bedford. It's a community of 8,000 located halfway between Halifax and Dartmouth. There are no parades planned except in Sydney, on Cape Breton, and in some of the smaller towns here and there, but huge fireworks go off tonight. A 21-gun salute is underway on our Citadel Hill in Halifax, along with multicultural presentations, flag raisings, cake cuttings, band concerts, jogging, bike racing, yacht racing, and other sporting events.
A retired U.S. Air Force man says that radioactivity from U.S. nuclear tests has drifted into Canada. Colonel Raymond Brim says that there were two instances in 1968 and 1970 in which radiation was tracked to the border. The incident in December 68 raised the radioactivity in Hamilton, Ontario to 15 times what it had been in November of that year. The Maritime Air Service situation is more tangled than ever. CP Air canceled its plans to begin service to Halifax after the government, in a reversal of policy, gave Eastern Provincial the right to compete with Air Canada on the Toronto to Halifax run. CP would have been allowed service to Ottawa and to Montreal, but rather than take the crumbs, CP canceled all their plans. EPA may pick up the Montreal run. Even if Ontario becomes a have-not province, it still will have Niagara Falls. Well, maybe not. Peter Lewis of Edmonton plans to build an artificial waterfall that will be more than 7 feet higher than Niagara. He's been playing with the idea for 2 years, even has a scale working model, but he may put it together in time for the celebration of Alberta's 75th anniversary in September. Pope John Paul is in the second day of his trip to Brazil. Let's go to Peter Eisner in Rio de Janeiro.
The Pope flew to Brazil on his seventh foreign trip since assuming the papacy 20 months ago. John Paul continued his tour today with an early morning meeting with prisoners at a penitentiary in the 20-year-old Brazilian capital. He then was flying to the industrial city of Belo Horizonte for a brief stop to celebrate the second of 13 outdoor masses he plans in Brazil. The Pope will end the day in the scenic Atlantic coast city of Rio de Janeiro. There he'll meet with Latin American church leaders, and he'll also tour one of Rio's slums in the center of the city.
Israeli Prime Minister Begin suffered a heart attack yesterday. He was stricken during a debate in the Knesset in which the fate of his government was at stake. Begin's doctors say he probably won't recover. He's 66. A spokesman says that company employees have stolen more than $1 million in Los Angeles. A supply of South African Kruger Rands, gold coins, disappeared last Wednesday. The Texas heat wave continues with no hope of a break. It was 105 Fahrenheit in Dallas and Fort Worth yesterday, and the death toll is now past 60. Conversely, there has been a cold snap in South Africa, where it's winter, and 17 people there have died from the cold. General Motors of Canada has increased prices by 2.5% on an average of $185 a car. The increase goes into effect today. They blame inflation and the cost of their capital programs. Meantime, a survey done for the insurance business shows that if your car is badly damaged, it probably will be cheaper to buy a new one than to have the old one repaired. A U.S. compact that costs about $6,000 will cost more than $25,000 to rebuild if it is totally wrecked. The car used in the study was a popular but unnamed hatchback with typical equipment. British doctors have developed a new vaccine which may stop tooth decay caused by sugar. There have been similar vaccines in the past, but they have been abandoned because they had the potential for causing heart problems. This vaccine still needs more testing. Burt Reynolds says he never wants to grow up, says he's having fun shooting his newest movie, Cannonball Run, says he wants to be a kid and to have fun all his life. Meryl Streep of Kramer Versus will star in an NBC television version of Alice in Wonderland next season. John Travolta is apparently so vain that he has ordered publicity shots retouched to make his legs look thinner. Colonel Saunders, suffering from leukemia, is reportedly in serious condition with pneumonia in a hospital in Louisville, Kentucky. Well, this is the national holiday, and that's the subject of today's commentary from Chum in Toronto. There's been a regrettable trend in recent years on July the 1st to emulate the Americans, to outdo them with patriotic pomposity and bunting-bedecked bombast. That is not or should not be the Canadian way. I'm happy to be a Canadian, but I also acknowledge it only as an accident of birth and the country an accident of history. Both were happy events because, despite the treacherous politicians, we have developed a satisfying lifestyle on our half of the continent. But I am not about to get misty-eyed when the maple leaf is raised or get a lump in my throat when the newly butchered version of O Canada is sung. But I did take a moment today to reflect on two or three things. The fact that you and I live pretty well, and that even the poorest of us do not go to bed with empty bellies. The fact that I can speak bluntly, both privately and here on the air, about the government and about anything else I wish. The fact that despite too little energy and too much acid rain, I can still while away a July afternoon with good Canadian beer beside a beautiful Canadian lake, even though it usually is raining. That's it. Have a wonderful holiday. Hal Anthony is vacationing. I'm Dick Smythe in Toronto with Alan Saunders in Halifax and Peter Eisner in Rio de Janeiro.
Nobody makes your summer happen quite the way we do.
Summer. Fishing, golfing, swimming, tennis, sunny days, rainy days, and rainbows. Taking a break, stopping at McDonald's for lunch. Easy living, and you deserve it.
McDonald's has a delicious way to make your summer great.
Cooling off with a big icy McDonald's shake. Long lazy weekends, and a good hot McDonald's meal you don't have to cook.
Make your summer really great. You got your friends together and you just can't wait for McDonald's summertime.
Summertime.
You always knew it. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can.
Summertime and McDonald's. Yeah.
I'm Taylor with more news from Toronto. Happy Canada Day. There could be some showers or thunderstorms developing late this afternoon or this evening, but they should be out of the way in time to watch tonight's fireworks displays. The showers and thunderstorms will happen this afternoon up north. Plenty of activities and lots of neat stuff to do today and tonight. I'll tell you all about it at the end of the news. The Toronto Islanders are holding a rally on Ward's Island this afternoon at 2. Metro can start evicting them today, but that is not going to happen. The York County Sheriff's Office isn't going to serve any evictions. Notices in in fact, until it gets word from the Provincial Attorney General's office that Metro's two-year-old writs of possessions are still valid. The Islanders' lawyers argue that those writs, which were originally issued in November of 78, were only valid for 1 year. You're invited to this afternoon's rally if you want to go. The Islanders like mainlanders. They're just not too crazy about mainland Metro politicians. Larry Grossman, who represents the Islanders at Queen's Park, says he thinks Metro will agree to take part in a provincial study into the future of the island community that would keep the Islanders in their homes at least through this summer. If you do go over to the islands for this afternoon's rally, you're going to find a solidly united community there. Rally organizer Peter Dewoney.
I have never experienced this community as being tight as it is now. We are determined, and we're going to convert that determination into a victory, we're hoping, with the help of our friends from Metro and the city. We're looking for the province to step in and end this now.
If you go over this afternoon, you'll no doubt also see banners on some of the homes saying, "We're not leaving," or "I'm here to stay." And you'll likely see some stickers that say, "Toronto Island Home Guard." The Home Guard hopes to prevent the sheriff from ever getting close enough to any of the island houses to stick eviction notices on the doors, should the sheriff, in fact, ever show up. The Islanders have apparently been taking lessons in nonviolent resistance from Greenpeace and the Non-Nuclear Network. If you are going over to the islands this afternoon, either to Ward's Island for the rally, or to Center Island for a picnic, or if in fact you're anywhere down by the waterfront, we're told that it's very heavy traffic down there. Parking is at a premium. You'd probably be much better off to take public transit down there, and the ferries are crowded as well. Queen's Park has reappointed Phil Gibbons for another term as chairman of the Metropolitan Police Commission. Metro Chairman Paul Godfrey is pleased. Mayor Sewell is not. Members of the city's black community are also disappointed that Gibbons has been given another crack at the job. Dudley Laws of the Universal African Improvement Association called Gibbons' appointment a deliberate attempt by the province to undermine the concerns of the black community. In sports, Baltimore continued their domination of the Blue Jays last night. The Orioles dumped the Jays 9-7. It was Toronto's 20th loss in their last 22 starts against Baltimore. This afternoon, the series continues at Exhibition Stadium. Game time is 1:30. In the National League, Montreal dropped a 7-5 decision to Philadelphia, the loss leaving the Expos just two games ahead of the Phillies in the East Division race now. And rain has delayed the start of matches at Wimbledon today. There are no results in at this point. Now here's Jeannie Becker with a birthday question.
Okay, Toronto, if you could give Canada a birthday present today, what would you give it?
A new prime minister.
I give everybody a bottle of wine.
I'm a Christian myself, so I tell them about Jesus.
Oh, I give it a big kiss, I guess.
Sunshine.
Yeah, better weather.
I'd give it God's blessing.
I want to see all the people happy.
What about you? What would you give Canada if you could give Canada a birthday present?
A rock group. I really would, because Canada deserves it.
Since I've been here, it looks to me like you got about everything.
Well, I'd like to see everybody happy and everything without all this rat race going on.
If you could give this country a birthday present today, what would you give it?
One Canada.
Unity.
You're damn right.
I would give it peace.
I think we need a government like Australia's got. You know? That would help.
Why? Why would that be better?
Well, like, you can't get into the country unless you opting to it. You know, like, in Canada takes everybody kind of thing.
So this guy wants to keep immigrants out. Funny, but the next couple of guys I ran into were immigrants. They were Greek, and they were operating an ice cream van right in front of City Hall.
What I should give? A butt cake. Greek one.
With ice cream on it?
With ice cream on it. Sure. Right? Closer to the ice cream. Because I don't speak English very well, right?
Okay.
Because
you speak. Well, you speak very well.
Yeah, no, I don't speak. I know how.
Yeah, that's just the other.
Subjoin.
Στο Καναδά. Γιατί δεν είναι τα γενέθλια του Καναδά. Τι θα δώσει.
Τι θα αυτό μπορούμε να δώσουμε εμεί, θα δώσουμε ένα ωραίο
banana
split.
Banana split,
what are you saying?
That one nice banana split. That's it.
The way those fellows said happy birthday to me was by giving me a great big ice cream cone. They really made my day. And my gift to Canada would be the hope and optimism that those Greek guys and so many of the immigrants that come here have. Happy birthday, Canada. May this be your best year yet. I'm Jeannie Becker.
Now you can do it. Now you can do it yourself.
That's right. Now you can do a professional job on your lawn and garden because you can all the professional equipment you need from Stevenson's Rent-Hall. Stevenson's Rent-Hall has lawn rollers, lawn aerators, rototillers, weed cutters, hedge trimmers, sod cutters, thatchers, chainsaws, and more. Everything you need to get your lawn and garden back into shape.
Now you can do it yourself.
And because you're working on your lawn and garden with Stevenson's Rent-Hall equipment, you're not putting out huge amounts of money to buy equipment you only use occasionally. You're renting at reasonable rates. So visit any one of the 18 Stevenson's Rent-Hall locations soon for the professional equipment you and your lawn and garden need.
Now you can do it. Now you can do it yourself.
Stevenson's, with a PH, in your Yellow Pages under Rental Service, Stores, and Yards.
Today in Toronto, here's what to do for Canada Day. There's a Queen's Park party all day long with 5-cent hot dogs and pop for the kids, singing and dancing all day at Nathan Phillips Square. In Etobicoke, a parade starts at Cloverdale Mall to Centennial Park at 1 o'clock this afternoon. A party at 1 at North York at the Municipal Office on Yonge Street. Scarborough plans a beer festival at Centennial Arena and Civic Center activities planned all day. In East York, there's a party at Wadlow Park at Cosburn and Cedarvale, and fireworks displays tonight at Harbourfront at 10:30 down at Queens. Another one at Donhead Park and Richmond Hill at 9:15. Ontario Place's fireworks display starts at 9:45, and out in Pickering, there's a fireworks display at Kinsman Park at 9:30 tonight. The CNE Summer Midway is going all day until midnight. Admission is free, and there's a special antique market for Canada Day on at the York Quay at Harbourfront all this afternoon. Some stormy weather likely later today. I'll have the details next on Chum.
There's nothing quite like an orange crush. The orangey taste of orange crush. Delightfully refreshing orange crush. It satisfies your thirst for orange every time. There's nothing, nothing quite as orangey, orangey as orange crush. The orangey is orange, orange, soft and go round. The orangey is orange, orange, soft.
Chum weather, mostly sunny most of this afternoon. Some showers and thunderstorms, though, developing late this afternoon or this evening. After they're over with, clearing and windy tonight, sunny tomorrow. It'll be 15 overnight, 23 tomorrow. It's 20 degrees in the city. Now from the Blues Brothers soundtrack, here are the Blues Brothers on Chum.
Baby, I don't know.
Rusty Chum. Did we all sing O Canada together 20 minutes ago? Doesn't that make you feel like a firecracker? I hope so. Dire Straits and the Sultans of Swing.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime. Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places. But the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south. Way on down. Check out Guitar George. He knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any no guitar is all he can afford. When he gets up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job, he's doing alright. He can play the honky tonk like anything. Saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans. And a crowd of young boys there fooling around in the corner. Best brown baggies in their platform soul. They don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans, they play Creole. We'll be right back.
Chum. There they go. Sultans of Swing from Dire Straits at 1225. This is Terry Steele. Let's do it right now. I need some winners on Canada Day. I have two pair of passes to give away for the screening of the motion picture Used Cars. It's restricted, so you must be 18 years of age or older to win them. And the screening takes place a week from Thursday. I'll give a pair to caller number 7 and caller number 10 at 870-9111 right now.
Have you heard about the greatest giveaway? It's at Factory Carpet, and it's unbelievable. Just listen to what people are saving.
$200.